Congress is continuing hearings today on the water crisis in Flint, Michigan. The second hearings this week to try to find who was responsible for the water becoming lead contaminated. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy and Governor Rick Snyder testified today. In his opening statement, Governor Snyder spread the blame.
Let me be blunt. This was a failure of government at all levels. Local, state, and federal officials. We all failed the families of Flint.
Joining us again, Rick Pluta, reporter at the Michigan Public Radio Network. Hi, Rick.
Hello.
And you've stepped away from the hearings. Thank you. We spoke to you on Tuesday during the first hearing in which we heard from the former emergency manager of Flint, Darnell Early, the former mayor of the city, Dane Walling, and the former regional EPA administrator, Susan Hedman. At that time, you said you were looking forward to hearing from the current federal EPA administrator, Gina McCarthy. What did you hear?
Well, actually, kind of more of the same, that sometimes it can be sort of cheap and easy to just boil these down to sort of partisan differences where Democrats did this and Republicans did that. But that's really how this played out, that Democrats took aim at Governor Snyder, the Republican governor of Michigan, and many of them said that he ought to resign because of what happened. Republicans took aim at the EPA and at Administrator Gina McCarthy and said that, sure, maybe, you know, Michigan, Governor Snyder and the state's environmental agency, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, are to blame for the fact that it happened at all. But the EPA could have stepped in a lot sooner to make sure that this didn't become a full-blown crisis. So like I said, you don't necessarily want to just boil it down to those partisan differences, but that's how it played out.
How it plays out. Well, here's Gina McCarthy, very defensive in terms of the EPA's role.
I will take responsibility for not pushing hard enough, but I will not take responsibility for causing this problem. It was not EPA at the helm when this happened.
But Rick, again, what were some of the things committee members said?
Well, and a lot of the Republican committee members, led by the Oversight Committee Chair, Jason Chaffetz, who said that the EPA, that Rick Snyder has stepped up and taken responsibility and said, we made mistakes, which is the first step toward addressing them. And they're saying that the EPA isn't taking the same steps. We could have done more, better, which Jason Chaffetz said was just a cheap out, and asked, you know, are there things that need to be changed? Should the law be changed? Should the rules that deal with lead and copper pipes be updated and changed? And they felt like they really weren't getting answers, or at least not the answers that they were looking for.
Well, Governor Snyder did say he's releasing all of his emails in the name of transparency, which Republicans, as you say, were pointing to. He pointed out that people have been fired from his administration. But
a couple people.
Yeah. But people have referred to Governor Snyder as someone who runs the state of Michigan like a business. Here's Representative Elijah Cummings, the Democrat from Maryland, saying there's a problem with that.
Well, what if this was a business? What if a CEO ran a company that sold toys laced with lead that children put in their mouths?
So, you know, Rick, obviously they're questioning his style. Mm-hmm. And isn't it true, haven't we heard that emails have come out saying that many people in his administration knew there was a problem?
Oh, his inner circle, up to his chief legal counsel and his chief of staff, weren't just aware of it, but they were questioning whether or not this is a good idea. And that's one of the questions that people have, which is, if the governor didn't know, considering who else did, why didn't he know? And that still wasn't made clear, even, you know, after the hearing today. Not whether or not he was aware of it, but why he wasn't aware of it sooner. And, you know, when you talk about, like, what Representative Cummings said, that Rick Snyder was a first-time politician. He's never held an elected office before, I think, except maybe for something like Republican precinct delegate. But he's a business guy, an investor, a former computer tech company CEO. And that was what he was – that was sort of his mission, was to make government more like a business. And the criticism here is that, well, this emergency manager situation – that was supposed to, that was sort of based on the premise that if you went into a troubled community and fixed its finances, a lot of other solutions would follow. And clearly that did not happen in Flint.
Rick Plute, a reporter at Michigan Public Radio Network. Doesn't sound as if there was anything, though, that would satisfy people who are demanding Governor Snyder step down. Nothing that would lead to that, at least from these hearings. Rick Plute, yep. Thank you.
Yeah, not from Governor Snyder, not from Gina McCarthy.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.